In the dynamic world of private LTE networks for utilities, it's all about a collective approach toward grid modernization solutions. Join us alongside leading utilities, including Ameren, Evergy, Lower Colorado River Authority, San Diego Gas Electric, and Xcel Energy, who are driving the evolution of utility private wireless networks with Anterix. Together with our 100-plus member ecosystem and the Utility Strategic Advisory Board, we're de-risking private LTE investments. We're not just providing solutions. We're pioneering a cleaner, safer, more affordable, and secure energy future through 900 megahertz powered private LTE networks. By joining us, you're part of a force driving innovation, accelerating returns, and future-proofing the entire ecosystem. It's more than spectrum. It's about evolving together. Don't miss out. Embrace the power of collective action, ensuring a sustainable utility private LTE evolution.
To learn more, visit Anterix.com.
Thank you for meeting us at the intersection where the worlds of energy and technology come together.
Hello, and thank you for meeting us at the 2024 season premiere of The Intersection, sponsored by Anterix. For those of you listening for the first time, welcome. For you returning listeners, welcome back. I'm former UTC Interim President and CEO Ron Beck, and today I'm honored to host UTC's new President and CEO, Rusty Williams. Rusty, welcome. We're going to change today's format a bit. As we come out of UTC's 75th anniversary and into a new era and new leadership, I'm looking forward to passing the torch to Rusty and to have a conversation with him about his vision for UTC and what he sees looking forward into this and beyond for the association, our members, and the industry. Many of you may know Rusty, but for those who don't, Rusty has decades of industry and UTC experience. He's a registered professional engineer in Alabama, with experience gained from working at Light River Technologies, AFL Telecommunications, and more than 24 years at Southern Company. If you combine this with his years of involvement in UTC, I think you can say that what Rusty doesn't know about the industry and our association isn't worth knowing. Rusty, I want to turn the microphone over to you here real quick and let you tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself.
Ron, I appreciate that, and thanks for having me at the intersection today. First of all, when I describe myself, I talk about being a husband, a father, and a grandfather now. Family is important to me, and our lives kind of circle around that, so that's the number one thing. But when I look at my life from a career perspective, as you mentioned, I've been around this industry for all of that career pretty much. I started at Southern Company straight out of college and actually went in to work at Alabama Power as a distribution engineer, so I learned the power industry. But ultimately, I got into what I wanted to get into, which was the telecommunications function. And over that next 20 plus years at Alabama Power and Southern Company, I had the opportunity to participate in and lead a lot of different functions, departments, and activities in both telecommunications and the IT departments. Decided to make a move a little bit later in my career and moved into what we'll call the supplier side of the business. Had the opportunity to work with a couple of great companies, AFL Telecommunications and Light River Technologies, where I had the privilege of kind of taking that experience in the industry and applying it to those two companies in ways of strategic planning, market planning, product development, and some sales leadership. But through that entire career path, I stayed involved with UTC. And I saw UTC as that premier organization that provided support to this industry. All that they provided in terms of conferences and educations and things we'll talk about throughout our podcast today. I was involved in a lot of different regional and committee and division activities before becoming one of the National Board of Directors officers in the late 2000s. So it's a pretty varied career, Ron, but I think it's a pretty deep in the industry, and I look forward to what's going to happen around the corner.
Well, I appreciate that. In some ways, I think we're dating ourselves a bit, because when we talk about, well, I was on the board at the same time you were. I, I think I chaired the technical division about the same time you chaired the public policy division. And then you preceded me by a few years through the chairmanship.
I purposefully didn't put years on to that discussion. So I didn't want people to do the math. But yeah, we've got a pretty long history in this industry, for sure, the both of us.
That's true. But, you know, we've all seen what you and I have seen quite a bit. You know, again, not dating, but we go back to the Y2K piece. We go back to September 11th and how the industry was going to react at that point. We've seen quite a bit. And now we find ourselves in 2024 and UTC and the industry are going through a lot of change. So, you know, as you start your tenure, your leadership at UTC, talk to us about the challenges, opportunities, you know, things that are facing the association, its members, and the industry overall.
Yeah, we have to remember, Ron, that this is an industry that really doesn't like change. You know, when I first started in the distribution function, again, a young engineer trying to think of creative ways to make my mark, I had a gentleman that had been around a little while tell me, hey, look at those distribution design standards. And if we haven't been doing it for at least 50 years, don't even ask me about it. Right. So, you know, but it's all about reliability. It's the quality of service that we provide. Yep. So that's the reason, you know, for having that mentality, right? We don't want, you know, we all know whether you're in the IT function, telecom, or the, you know, electric or any other utility, when you mess with things, then, you know, bad things can happen. So, you know, we just like to leave things alone. But guess what? You know, that paradigm's changed over the last few years, hasn't it? It's just, you know, we can't implement and master one technology before that's obsolete. We're having to do another one, right?
That's right. And, you know, the industry as itself has electric industry has a long planning cycle where IT assets, you know, is 3 to 5 years. A five-year-old asset's been out there a long time. And as you said, in the distribution space, many customers won't even remember the last time the meter on the side of their house was changed or the transformer on the pole was changed. Many of them have a 30 to 50 year life cycle. So now, I've always seen that as one of the challenges that the industry has, is that dichotomy between the technology short life cycle and the longer what we're in. We're a wires business. If you're in the electric space or pipeline, it's meant to last for a long time.
Poles and wires and pipes in the ground, right? You're right. But when you think about it from a customer perspective, you know, and a consumer perspective, they're used to technology changing and things changing very rapidly. And that is creeping its way into the utility business because customers want more information. They want more capability of understanding, you know, how much of our services they use. Right. They want to know the quality of service.
Well, that's you know, exactly right. I mean,
save money in using their service? Yeah. So they, you know, just think about the management of things like smart thermostats, right? And how that can affect us. Customer portals, you know, in this industry, that seems a bit, I won't say extreme, but unusual maybe. But we're used to doing that with a lot of other facets of our life. So given those capabilities, man, and then you throw in new things like renewable energy and renewable generation and distributed energy resources and electric vehicles. And the idea that, hell, as a consumer, I don't want my power to ever blink. I want it always on 24/7. And all of that combined, man, just creates this environment for us that one, makes it demanding, but two, makes it really interesting to be in this business at this day and time.
You know, it does. And I think what can get overlooked quickly in that is, you know, you talk about the consumer electronics. Most people sign a 2-year agreement for that cell phone and 12 months in are looking to replace it already. But it's the telecommunications. It's the piece that UTC has been here for 75 years. What connects those devices on the edge, whether it's a cell phone, smart thermostat, smart streetlight controller, whatever it is. Back to the core that makes it that wireless, you know, last inch, last mile, whatever it happens to be. And then the backhaul. You know, we both know that utilities, be they gas, water, pipeline, electric, need that telecommunications to be an efficient enterprise, to maximize where their workforce is deployed in times of a storm or just in the average customer service outage, whatever the case may happen to be, the response to new service. You know, with all that being the case, it's an exciting and challenging time where we sit as an association and as an industry. But how can our members and other listeners address those challenges and maximize some of the opportunities? And, you know, how can they make the most of this?
Well, one is we have to have the mentality that things are going to continue to change and we can't sit still. If we sit still, we're going backwards as an industry. So we've got to continue to learn as industry professionals. We've got to look for new ideas. We've got to talk to people around us to be able to figure out what's going on and what works best for us. And the UTC organization and the events and efforts that it puts on is a great opportunity to do just that. When you look at what we do as an organization, as an association, and we put on conferences that brings together all these industry people, both the utility personnel, as well as the suppliers, as well as regulators, as well as anybody else that's got a finger in this industry. And we can learn and we can see. We can find people that are like us. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, physically, you know, Ron, us, you know, older guys that our hair is falling out and that kind of stuff. I'm talking about, you know, in this industry, we need people that we can connect to.
That was one of the biggest strengths. Yeah, that was one of the biggest strengths that I found in UTC early on, was just exactly what you say, that finding somebody who's dealing with a similar problem, going to presentations at a conference or just overhearing a conversation in the hallway somewhere, that what people are dealing with. And, you know, everybody's always been friendly. I haven't been told no. I've always been, I'll have to get back to you on that one. Or maybe I have somebody in my organization you need to talk to. But it's that, get the ball rolling. It's that engagement. You know, conferences are a great thought, but what other organizational ways are there to get involved out there?
Yeah. So in addition to just to sitting in a room, listening to someone talk about a topic you're interested in, there are groups within UTC that people can get involved with. As a participant, as a leader, and when you look at the website and see all the different facets of the organization, there are divisions, technical divisions, you know, public policy divisions, and other organizations, committees, subcommittees that focus on individual topics that may be of interest to you or somebody else. You need to get involved with that. And that's how you learn, right? If you just sit and listen, that's part of the equation. But that's not the entirety of the equation. Let's, you know, getting involved in providing input and setting direction for the organization. That's exactly what we need from members.
You know, when we were in Fort Lauderdale on my keynote address, I told people, I said, if you've always had that nerdy kind of aspect, you know, you're in the right room. And if you're looking for a rabbit hole, we, UTC, you've come to the right place. Because if you look at, you know, local area networks, wide area networks, radio access networks, field area networks, right? You know, we've got LAN, WAN, MAN, RAN, FAN, rabbit hole. I mean, it's, you name them, we can get you in a room full of people who have the same interests, but a different level of experience. And when you walk out of there, you'll have a full list of things to follow up on and to read on and people to reach out to. But, you know, that's it. You have to go looking for that rabbit hole. And that's where that engagement piece comes in. It's such an important part of what, you know, I worked so hard to do over the 8 months I was interim. Engagement is, you know, you and I agree on the value there. What's your plan moving forward on the importance of that engagement?
Yeah, I think we look at it from a couple of different perspectives. I think we look at what is it that's important to the different groups that are involved in UTC. Okay, whether it's the companies themselves that are members, the representatives from those companies, the vendor members, our associate members, we all have different needs and we all can realize value in different ways, whether it's just the advocacy part of our business and understanding that, whether it's this peer networking that you mentioned, whether it's getting information about what's going on, access to technology, all that is part of it. And you've got to find your niche. And another way to say what you were saying earlier about being involved is that, you know, we as engineers have a tendency to sort of sit back and be a sponge. You know, we absorb the things that are going on around us, but it's more than that. It's more than just being a sponge. It's, you know, giving back and providing leadership and influence. But when I look at, you know, this idea of engagement, the call that I have for the organization, whether it's members, whether it's staff, and I didn't go as, you know, I was putting thoughts together for, you know, kind of my tenure at UTC. I wasn't looking to develop some cool, catchy little slogan, right? Some mantra, if you will. But one day, one sort of popped out at me as I was thinking through this, and it was be the one.
Yeah.
So regardless of which way you look at this organization, or if you look at the organization as a whole, I mean, I want the organization to be the one voice for this industry, to be the one source that people go to for information, to be the one platform for collaboration. That's another way of saying networking and all that you and I were talking about earlier, right? And to be the one in excellence in everything that we do, the high quality. But when I engage members and talk to members, I want each member to be the one. I want them to be the one that pushes us as an organization to be better. I want you to be the one that brings ideas in, engage, there's that word again, lean in if you like that better, and get involved, plug yourself in. Be the one that advocates for UTC inside of your company. I'm going to stop there for just a minute, Ron. Yep. Let's talk about that, okay? Yep. Let's talk about how an individual member that comes to a meeting and may be involved, what he or she can do inside their own company when they get back.
You know, that, and it's while they're gone. I mean, I had that same recognition coming from a small utility. You know, when you're gone, 3 days, 4 days, whatever it happens to be, someone else is covering the bases for you. Someone else is addressing whatever issue it is, not the administrative things, but, you know, we all keep a pulse on equipment. We all have that lifeblood running around inside of our utilities, or maybe we're just the go-to that people have questions about. And when you're not there, somebody else has to fill in. And it takes a toll. They have a day job as well. And I always saw that as my obligation to pay back. And I don't mean by, you know, cup cozies that I get on the show floor and you know, pens and trinkets and things that we would always get. But just that recognition that there is value there. And maybe working hard within the organization to extend that, to bring more people to the regional meeting. I mean, we do things regionally that definitely tend to have a geographic conversation, I guess you would call it, where a topic in one part of the country may not be as hotly debated somewhere else, but still is somewhere on the top 10. But whoever that technician is, whoever that young engineer is, whoever that manager is, if they understand by attending one of the meetings that there is value there, and it's that thought exchange, the leadership, but yet the exchange that I always found was so valuable. And you know, I think the membership grows, the association grows when that recognition is conveyed out loud.
Yeah, I agree with you. And to finish out my list here, the be the one things, back to the members, in addition to advocating, I want each member to be the one that helps somebody else. Right. So this is the give back piece. This is the networking piece. It's not just having a buddy. It's about, you know, somebody that you can call and somebody that you can reach out to and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, this the be the one concept doesn't just stop, you know, with members, applies to staff as well. All right. It is, you know, they need to be each of us as a UTC staff person needs to be the one that members call when they have a question or a problem. They need to be the one that can meet the need. We all know, regardless of whether it's a doctor's office or it's you know, a technical assistance center for our computers or whatever, we call the people we think, you know, can help us and has helped us in the past. And I want our staff to be that person and to be the one that brings solutions to what we do. So, and it, to be the one. It's big and it's wide, and you're going to hear me say that again if you hear me out in the regional meeting or the annual conference in Mobile. I want you, whoever you is, to be the one that's an active part of the UTC organization.
It's a good theme. It's a great theme because it's not just a month or a campaign or a year. I think there's a philosophy there that is easy to get behind. In the time I was working there, the staff, what an incredible group of people. But one of the things that I noted was that they hear all 10 regions. When, as you said, when people reach out to ask a question on advocacy or a technical issue or to find out who the person is, the committee chair, who can I reach out to? The staff is generally the one who is hearing that across all of those. They are on all the meetings as the facilitators. So they hear things in the fiber optic committee that may also be on the packet committee. There's different pieces there. And that is such a powerful piece. You're absolutely right. If the staff is recognized and the membership recognizes that, that is such a great theme. Oh man.
And by the way, the staff does a great job.
It was my pleasure. Job.
Yeah. And working for a nonprofit is not always fun, but these people are dedicated and do a tremendous job.
It's so true. And, I underestimated it. It's a 22, 23 person staff across the nation, just doing great work every day that not only enable the conferences to go just as smooth as everybody wants them to be when they sign up, but the white papers, the research work, the Hill visits, all of the other things that they can do that, they're out there. You only have to ask. Well, this has been fun. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we close out this episode of The Intersection sponsored by Anterix? I mean, you've got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It'll be challenging at times, but I have to keep in my mind that this association, this organization is about the members. All right. And I want to understand what members have going on. I lived in that world. It may be a little dated, but I understand some of it. But I want to talk to members. As I go out, we're getting into the spring meeting season. We've got regional meetings coming up over the next 6 weeks or so. As I go to those, I'm not just going to stand up behind a lectern and dazzle people with my speaking skills, right? That won't happen anyway. But I want to understand what's going on. I want to engage the members, talk, whether it's in the group or it's one-on-one. And it's not just some superficial, hey, how you doing kind of stuff, right? It's, hey, what's going on in your company? Talk to me about that. What keeps you up at night? Things that you have to deal with as a professional in this industry. What can we do as an organization, as an association, to help you get your job done, right? And I want to know what's been good and what's been not so good. How can we improve? Where are some areas that, hey, don't stop doing that. Don't mess that up, Rusty. Or, here's some things that I think if you could do this thing or these two things, that would really help my company and help me do my job. And I want to know all of that. So I'll ask these questions and I want to hear answers. And I expect that the more I do that, the more answers and input I get, there's going to be themes that pop out, yep. Right? Yep. There's going to be issues that are common across a lot of companies. And as I see those themes, I'm smart enough to figure out that, hey, that's something we probably need to work on in UTC and see if that's something we can help our members be more effective in what they do.
That's such a great piece because, people hear, but they don't listen sometimes. And because they're listening for the good, they're listening for the compliment. It's the criticism that's sometimes hidden between the words. And you and I have known each other long enough to know that's exactly, we've got some folks that are really blunt. We have others that are a little more tacit in their criticism. But, I tried to do the same, and I think I had great success. People approached and said, Ron, this is what I think is wrong with the organization. People who had been around quite some time. So I, for one, think you're on just a terrific track right there. And I have every belief that the next 5 years, 75 years are going to be very productive.
Yeah. Now, and I do as well. I do as well, Ron. And I look forward to, you know, what's going to happen, but I do encourage everybody, come introduce yourself. If I don't know you already, come talk to me, you know, don't be bashful. I want to hear the good stuff. I want to hear the ways that we can improve, like you were saying, and we'll just meld it all together and see what we can do as we move forward into the next 75 years.
Outstanding. Rusty, thank you for talking with us today. Thank you for taking the leadership of UTC. I know it's a tough job. I did it for a little while, and it's a great group of people, and that makes it easier every day that goes by. It is my honor to pass this torch to you, and we're looking forward to seeing exciting things for you, for the staff, and for all that you have in store for us.
Thank you, Ron, for what you've done across your career and your involvement in UTC, but specifically what you've done over the last 7 or 8 months. You stepped in a time we needed some leadership and help us through a gap in the organization. So we thank you for your efforts during that time. And to our listeners, we want to thank you for tuning in today. And I encourage you to join us next time right here at The Intersection.
Thank you for meeting us at The Intersection. For more information about the Utilities Technology Council, visit utc.org.